It's 8:12. It's John, Jay, and Rich, Arizona's Morning Show, 877-937-1047. Speaking of Ricky Martin, by the way, now we have the Star for a Day package where you and three friends get to take over a dressing room backstage. You're also going to get food, drinks, some merchandise, some T-shirts, whatever, tickets to the show. And Ricky's going to come by your dressing room and say hi.
And should we give him a little tease? A little tease!
Yeah, it's all, believe it or not, Carrie, it's one of the first times ever we've got it worked out.
Yeah, right.
Already.
We do. It's already worked out.
It's done. It's already done, and we haven't done it yet, and that has never happened before.
Yeah.
Monday morning, how can we say this? Ricky's going to drop it on you.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You know the song, okay. Drop It On Me.
Yeah, he has
so,
a song.
How you're going to win is Ricky Martin is going to drop it on you.
Drop what on you?
Yeah.
Interesting that you asked that, Carrie. Interesting
What's
that
it?
You asked.
Let's just say
Ricky Martin is going to drop it on you.
What's he going to drop on you?
Let's just say.
Hey, you tell
it.
Her. You tell her.
Here's what you hear. This
like
is the best way.
To take a dump on somebody.
If you want to participate in this contest, we're doing it Monday, okay?
Okay.
We're doing it Monday. We're going to do it in Phoenix. And all you need is your picture.
What? Okay. Seriously.
Just, that's it. Don't ask me. As long as you have a picture of yourself, you might win this little backstage pass.
Let's when
just call
Ricky
it backstage
Martin.
Pass.
Drops it on you.
Yeah. All right. Now, listen, we have these movie critics that are friends of ours, and they're really good, but we can't seem to get a hold of them. But I wanted to tell you this. They were supposed to review Underworld today. And the way today's going for me, I give myself right now my performance a D- on the show today.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't feel so.
I'm off today. I don't know what it is. I'm not. But so whatever, when I do that, that means whatever idea I throw out, we shouldn't do.
Okay.
So I want to throw this idea out.
Uh-huh.
Like to drop it on me.
But let's not do it.
Let's not do it, but I just want to tell you that we could do it if Don and John aren't ready to review these movies.
Okay.
My mom saw Brokeback Mountain.
Now that is fantastic.
Yeah, my mom saw Brokeback Mountain. I haven't seen it yet. I don't think anyone here has seen it yet.
No.
So maybe she could review it. But my mom, every time we ever had her on the radio, just completely ruins the segment.
Not today, pal.
Not today.
Are you saying do that instead of Don and John?
Oh, look, here they are. So it worked out.
Thank God. Don and John have saved the segment. I know my mom just drove off the road right now thinking we're going to call her.
Can we do that later? Because I would actually like to hear that. Not even on the radio. Just like to hear her review of Brokeback Mountain. Yeah.
Don and John, our little movie critics, good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning.
I don't know what the problem is. We are only an hour and 90 minutes late talking to you.
Yeah. We're just sitting back listening to you guys this morning.
I'd like to apologize for my performance this morning.
How do you say an hour and 90 minutes?
I was wondering if somebody was going to say anything about that.
Yeah, that's a very
that's
long
kind
time.
Of the way your show's been going, I think.
I was trying to make it seem less severe.
We hope there's still some funny listeners out there.
I doubt it, but we're interested to see what you think.
Okay,
totally
good.
Agree.
Good.
Hey, we were all over the place this week. We went to Scottsdale to see The New World, and we went to Tucson to see Underworld Evolution.
Ooh.
Yeah, we went to your guys' screening last night in Tucson.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of fun. So, you ready to hear about The New World?
Mm-hmm. Do it.
All right. This is supposedly about the story of Pocahontas, which, I don't know, maybe, is that the Native American word for jailbait? Because in the entire 2.5 hours of this thing, the 15-year-old girl that Colin Farrell's frolicking with is never referred to as Pocahontas. The white folks call her something like Jessica or whatever, and
Jessica.
And her fellow Indians refer to her, of course, as
John?
That is an exact replica of what was in the movie.
He's
exact.
Not kidding. No, anyway, that is not the only thing you aren't going to be sure of when you're watching this movie. But you do know that in 1607, a ship carrying Captain John Smith, played by Colin Farrell, lands somewhere that is inhabited by what they refer to as the naturals. And you also know that Virginia is full of beautiful scenery and wildlife, but from there on out, the movie is hard to follow. However, the best we can tell, for no apparent reason, the white man and the Indians fluctuate between liking each other and trying to kill each other, in the midst of which John Smith becomes infatuated with the very young Indian girl who falls in love with him. But he's determined to continue exploring the world and leaves her thinking he is dead. She marries a different white man and has a child, then she's welcomed by royalty in England and finally sees John Smith, only to affirm that she finally does love her husband. In the end, they fill you in on the fact that 9 years have passed and tell you that in 1616, the Indian girl, now referred to as, by the way, Rebecca was her name, dies.
Oh. Hey, this horrible.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it was strong acting, phenomenal scenery, and the editing actually reminded me quite a bit of King Kong because I'm fairly certain a monkey did it. it's kind of an innovative approach, but it sucks. No scene lasts more than a few seconds. It jumps all around like crazy, and you lose all sense of time. I mean, you can't tell if 5 minutes or 5 years has just passed.
It's bizarre.
When do they call her Pocahontas?
They don't.
They call it the New World.
Stupid.
Yeah, I saw Pocahontas. Her. She did an interview with Ellen. I think it was actually yesterday or the day before. She is beautiful.
Yes, she's
beautiful.
She's an excellent actress.
She was a
street
performer. They found her. You'll go to like our 4th Avenue or like a downtown area, and you've got like the kids that are, you know, juggling for money. That's what she did, and they found her.
She did a really good job, but honestly, they didn't call her Pocahontas in the movie, and you wouldn't know that's what it was about unless you read some review of what it was about.
Is she supposed to be Pocahontas?
Yeah, it is the story of Pocahontas. And the only good thing about it is it really is a pretty amazing depiction of what life must have been like back then, but it didn't answer the real fundamental questions, because I spent easily an hour of the movie wondering what they used for, like, toilet paper or feminine hygiene or birth control. I mean, how do they do those things? They don't really explore that. Yeah, but it does give you a good
sing Colors of the Wind?
What's that?
Was there Colors of the Wind? Did anyone sing that?
No.
Is Pocahontas
the soundtrack
real?
Is weird.
Is that real?
It's
a real story.
You know how, like, through the ages, things get changed, so I didn't know if there really was one.
Yeah, apparently this is the story of her, but you have to read it to know that, because they don't say that.
I think she's the original settler, because she wants to marry John Smith. He won't marry her, so she pretty much settles for the first guy that will. That's the story.
She goes for the you want a guy, get another guy theory.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the first one. Okay, what about Underworld?
All right. Underworld, completely different genre, if you will. This movie's about a depraved, blood-guzzling, completely unlikely couple. You're probably thinking I'm talking about Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie, but it's not. This is about a wicked-hot vampire named Celine, played by wicked-hot actress Kate Beckinsale, and a werewolf or something named Michael, who's played by who cares.
Underworld Evolution is the sequel to the original Underworld, and this movie begins exactly where the first one ended. Celine, who is played by Kate Beckinsale, and Michael, who, by the way, John, is played by Scott Speedman, for those who care, fear retribution for killing a powerful vampire elder. They must now convince the last and most powerful elder, Marcus, that their actions were justified before he unleashes his vengeance on them. But unknowingly, they hold the key to a secret that's been held for more than 8 centuries, and Marcus will do anything to get it. Marcus and his twin brother, once bitten by a bat and one bitten by a werewolf, became the first and most powerful vampire and werewolf of all time. But Marcus's brother could not control his fury, so they buried him alive in a secret tomb. So now Marcus must free his brother so they can reign over the underworld. But what he doesn't realize is that Celine and Michael will find new strength and fight with all they have to save themselves, protect their love, conquer evil, and ultimately change the future of the underworld forever.
I pretty much figured, you know, creatures of the dark battling to the death or whatever they do. Too intense, too bizarre to be enjoyable, but this is actually all those. It's intense, bizarre, and enjoyable. I love this movie, believe it or not. It has the typical abundance of sex and violence, but it's done extremely well, and it all fits in with a very well thought out story. It all makes sense in the end. And I'm telling you, you know, women, when eventually all the women get breast augmentation, that's going to happen someday.
Yeah.
Let's start moving towards the fangs and the neon blue eyes. I mean,
that's hot, isn't it?
I was so infatuated with Kate Beckinsale in this
so
movie.
Smoking
she was
so hot.
Yeah, John loved this movie.
Yeah,
you know, I thought about that about the first one. I didn't see it when it came out at the theater, but when it came out on DVD, I'm like, okay, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
And the first thing that gets you is Kate Beckinsale just freezes your brain when she gets on screen.
Yeah.
And then the movie's pretty cool on top of it.
Yeah.
It's not like you would expect, but it is what you would expect. It's just better.
Yeah. And then this one, if you like the first one, they kicked it up a notch in every way in this one. I mean, she's hotter. They have more fight scenes. They have better special effects. Better story. I mean, it's really...
I think it's a better movie. If you like the first one, you got to see it.
Is she naked?
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale is naked in this movie.
She's getting it on.
How naked? They show her?
Well,
they show her butt?
They show her from the side while she's making love with the werewolf man. And
no, that's kind of weird.
There's no nipple, but you can see everything else.
I'm very uncomfortable with you saying making love.
It was cool.
Yeah, they really did a good job with this one. So on our movie night traffic light, where we rate movies green for go, yellow for caution, and red for stop, we rate Underworld Evolution green, go. As far as vampire movies go, this one was really well done.
Yeah, check it out. This is a good one.
Hey, you guys know that like Steve Martin is hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple weeks, and he's got that Pink Panther movie coming out.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm a huge Pink Panther fan.
Yeah,
I've seen every one a million times. And
yep.
This looks like a total disaster.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
no, you're kidding.
Oh, you haven't seen the previews for it?
Yeah, it looks really,
I haven't laughed at anything.
The old school ones, were they serious or it's like a
parody? No, they're funny.
It's
they're
like
funny.
A comedy thing?
Yeah. Very funny,
this
yeah.
one is like, well,
it's kind
know.
Of like the Pink Panther is very much like the TV show The Office.
It is.
There's a guy who's a bumbling guy and no one really cares about him or likes him and he's hysterical. The Steve Martin guy looks like he made a mock, it's just... It's a shame.
Steve Martin, I think, has a knack for ruining some things like that. So,
That's
I mean, he's generally a funny guy.
He ruined Pocahontas.
Someone did. I don't know if it was him or not.
I was just checking to see if you guys knew any scoop on it or anything. But no, thanks a lot.
No,
yeah,
we haven't heard anything about that, no.
Well, thanks for reviewing these movies.
Yeah, you guys are so
good job,
awesome.
Y'all.
Yeah, very nice.
Really good job.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
And I think I'm going to fall out of my chair, John. You liked a movie.
I know.
It's a miracle.
Isn't that weird? If they do a good one, I like it. Vampires or whatever, I don't
care. They don't do very many good ones, but this one was good.
I just want them to think out the story and have a, you know, a great hot chick in it.
That's interesting. What's
gratuitous crap?
What's the last movie he liked? It was it was Shoot Bang Bang or Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Bang Bang. I'm buying you guys all that DVD when that comes out. That's the best movie ever. That's the best movie in the last year.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Also, read the reviews on JohnJaneRich.com. It's 8:24. It's Arizona's Morning Show.